Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And Roland says, wasn't there someone in Boksburg who was keeping tigers as pets? And whatever happened to that? Exactly. Exactly. In fact, don't you remember there was a story of a guy who, he was carrying the tiger in the back of his car. The tiger's name was Panjo. Do you remember this? And the tiger came off or jumped off or fell off with back of his bucky and was roaming around the Boksburg area. And he said, no, he's very friendly. You just tell him, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Apparently not so much. Somebody who could definitely weigh in with this is Inspector Keshri Nair, who's a public relations officer and spokesperson for the National Council of SPCAs. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
All right, thank you. Talking about all these different animals that people keep. So do you know what happened with the tigers in Boksburg?
I do know that the local SPCA went out and that National was involved, but I don't know what the exact outcome of that was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very interesting article in CNN, published by CNN, that if your pet's food bowls are not clean, it actually poses a health risk to you and your family. So I wanted to just find out from you about the basic needs of pets. How often should we be changing their water? You know, how often should we be washing their bowls? And what do we wash them with?
I think it's a very interesting point to look at. In terms of human health, I think it's safe to say that improper hygiene usually results in one getting sick. And according to research done by NSF International, it was found that dog bowls are among the items with the most germs in households. And I think a lot of people tend to overlook the importance of washing your pet's food bowls. We're just going to talk about a dog for today because it's easier.
Yeah.
But your pet's food bowl, I think people just think, oh, well, you know, he's a dog and he eats, you know, poop outside and he licks his butt. So what's the point of washing a dog bowl? And the truth is that, you know, it's the perfect breeding ground for bacteria. And all of these things could lead to the animal getting sick. And I don't think I need to elaborate on how much cheaper it would be for you to just wash a dog's bowl as opposed to having to take your dog to a vet. You know, prevention is better than cure. And apart from how it could make your dog sick, how it could make you sick, I think a general rule of thumb that we use for how animals should be treated is that if you wouldn't do it to a human, don't do it to an animal. And I don't think that you would, the same bowl that you ate breakfast from this morning, I don't think you'd use that same bowl to eat your dinner from if the bowl wasn't washed. So if you wouldn't do it to yourself, why are you doing it to your dog?
Yeah, and change it often, because let's face it, given if the roles were reversed, they would do it for you. There's no question.
100%. You hit the nail on the head with that one. So in terms of how you should wash the dog's bowl, so food and water must be provided daily. Water must be available 24/7 because your pet cannot come to you and say, listen, I'm thirsty now. So water should be available 24/7. After every meal, you should take any of the old food that's in the bowl and discard it. And then with hot water and soap and a separate scrubber than the one that you use for your dishes. So you should have a separate scrubber for your dog's bowl. Use hot water and soap and that scrubber and scrub off any old food and then let the bowl dry completely. You don't want to put food into a wet dog bowl. Let the bowl dry completely. And then at least once a day, water bowl should be washed too. It's not good enough to just rinse the water bowl just because water is kept in there, not food. You should wash the water bowl as well. And usually when you do inspections at facilities that hold animals or that look after animals, when we do the inspection, if we see that there's algae or mold, we actually put our hand into the water and scrape the bottom of the bowl with our finger to feel if it's slimy, if there is algae. That's an indication to us that the water bowl hasn't been washed or that water just gets put on top, which is not good enough. And then in terms of storing food, which I think is also an important point, usually pet food comes in Ziploc bags these days, and that's fine, but it's wise to place open food into an airtight container to prevent contamination. And it's also wise to, if you're keeping the food in the garage or in the cupboard, just make sure that it's raised off the ground, like you put it onto a pallet or onto something that is not directly on the floor. And this can also help with, you know, rodents or insects getting into the bag. And open tin food should be covered and placed into the fridge once opened. And yeah, that's about it. It should be dog food or not wet food, dry food should be stored in a cool, dry place. And that's to do with the storage of food.
Especially if you're buying volume, I imagine. You know, if you're buying a big bag, by the time you get to the end of that bag, if it hasn't been in an airtight container, it's going to be stale.
Oh, yeah.
Your dog wouldn't feed that to you, so you shouldn't feed that to your dog. Yeah, keep it in an airtight container. Thank you so much. Thanks, Keshvi.
No problem.
Have a lovely day.
You as well.
That's Inspector Keshvi Nair, who is a public relations officer and spokesperson for the National Council of SPCAs.